Fire away.
Alright then. So this is just... Are you starting a new one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Robert, RJ Nett here, speaking on Lord Boo. And Takashi here is going to tell me... He's going to try and sell the culinary experience that is Dame Le Noir.
As I work there, I am also researching to various websites introducing the positive and negative comments.
Yes.
Of course, if you go to the company's website only,
yep,
you may perhaps see lots of good things, good-sounding things.
Yes.
But to make a good balance, I just look into the different things.
Yes.
The good side is, they say, how unique the experience is.
Okay.
And the service is smooth and excellent. Yes, sometimes it goes like that. I hope everything is like that all the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't, because it's overcrowded and many people are coming at once.
Please throw them back by anyone.
Then
that's your keep them one place up. Just a second. That's a and Momo.
The staff have arrived.
Do keep going.
Yeah. So, they say too long waiting time, the food is too cold.
Okay.
And the bad quality of service. And if I call the waiter or waitress, they don't come. Never come. Or something like that.
Oh, only a four.
So, here's your knife and fork. That would be a knife and spoon.
Okay.
Probably some people find it.
Tell me about the food. The reviews that I read were the Telegraph one and there was an Independent one.
Yeah.
And both of them said that the food is just really. It's basically been invented so that nobody chokes on it.
Yeah.
Is it better than that?
It's better than that, and it should be. But some people they realize how much they rely on the visual sense when they're eating. And then if they eat without seeing the food, first of all, they think as if it were tasteless.
Yes.
So probably that kind of situation contributes.
Okay. I see that.
Sometimes, if they say the food is too cold, I do understand that. Some people think probably those comments are too bad, but I also understand why and how it was commented like that.
Yes.
So when is the best time to come? When's the less busy time?
Well, I recommend you to arrange something in the first half of the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I see.
Because for the second half of the week, also weekend, it becomes really crowded, and then we have to wait on the long queue. And even if the food came up from the kitchen, of course we have to serve one by one. And if 10 dishes came up at once, then the last dish could be cold.
So is that not down to the organisation of the kitchen?
And well, I'm always suggesting them to make it smooth.
Okay.
Why don't you send 6 dishes and then 4 more dishes next? And one group, the main course for one group, and another group, main course. And that works better than sending 10
How many waiters and waitresses are there, please?
Well, more than 10. Maybe about 12 or 13, I listen. And for most part of time, we have 4 waiters or waitresses. We call.
Who's the best?
It's very difficult to tell.
You, of course.
I think I'm doing quite well. What I do is if 10 dishes came up, for example, and if they were hot, not so hot, they have to almost tuck it high. I serve the lowest temperature first to the first people so that they have it before it becomes cold. And then if it were too hot, it's too hot for the customer, so it could wait for a couple of minutes.
Of course, there's a risk for that. Though,
yeah, so the hot thing could be served at last. So I'm just doing a little